Your business is our business on FM News 101.
And back as promised with our apartment insider, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. More from our conversation recently about the apartment market across the region. And continuing our countdown to commercial real estate kickoff 2014 with our special guest in studio, Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. He will join us at the big event coming up January 23rd at the Bing Lounge. It is a sellout, so don't go anywhere because the information Joe presents at the event, you can catch some of it right here, with the exception of the question everybody wants to know, is there a bubble in multifamily? Joe will address that coming up at the big event. First, though, Joe, welcome back to the show. And let's talk numbers in commercial real estate, specifically multifamily, which is what your firm, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, solely focuses on, is multifamily and the apartment market. You guys do it better than anybody in town. Give us some numbers. What's going on here as we open 2014?
Okay, Brian, thanks. Well, looking again at the summary here, we know that Portland led the nation in occupancy rates. We know that rents are increasing. We know that new projects are being built. And we know the employment increase from last year, about 2% or so. Call it 3%.
Yeah, things are improving.
So things are improving. So now when you really look down at the numbers, you have a vacancy rate average 3.1% in the city.
Extremely low, right?
Extremely low. Okay. One of the best in the country if you own apartments.
Mm-hmm.
You also have about $1.10 average square foot for rent that tenants are paying.
Okay.
So if we dig into the numbers right now, here's what investors want to know. Why should I invest in apartments? Well, I labeled a few of those reasons right now, but when you look at where the rental increase is, that's about a 6% from last year on newer products. So $1.10, you got about a 4% rent increase on the B and C quality. We talked about those buildings. Rental increases. And now when you look at what areas and where you're going to get this rent and where you're going to get the low vacancies, you know, you got to look at the inner core. Northeast, North Portland has one of the lowest occupancy rates, 2.1, 2.2. Then you have Southeast, inner city, Southeast, 2.3. Then you have Beaverton, the suburbs. Again, a lot going on in Beaverton, Intel, Nike. You know, you have the jobs out there, 2.3% vacancy rate. And when you look at the highest, well, now you're in the outer markets, Troutdale, Wood Village, Gresham. You're kind of in the almost 6% vacancy rate. But again, the average is around 3.1. And here's something I'd like to talk about, too, the Salem market. You throw Salem in and Eugene, 4% vacancy rate. Great market to invest in.
It's pretty amazing across the region. And, you know, let's kind of back up and give our listeners the backstory here. We've talked about this, but it's been a while because you look at apartments across the Portland market. And quite frankly, with the boom in residential construction over the past, it's been more than a decade, 10 to 15 years now, really not very many apartments built across the Portland-Vancouver area. And that's a lot of what's driving this. And as you mentioned last week, we've got such an influx of people who are moving here. Tight inventory on the residential market for resale is really driving this apartment market. And I guess I sort of answered that bubble question, but really, it's a tight market, isn't it?
It is. In fact, I think with all the units that are being permitted to be built this year, if you filled all of them, if they're all completed today and you fill them, I don't think the vacancy rate would go much higher than 1.5% higher.
It's remarkable, too, because you see, if you're driving up and down I-5 through Wilsonville, that big project off to the left-hand side there, I mean, a ton of apartments have gone in there and still no concern.
Exactly. And you'll see some of these larger complexes being built in the outer parts of town, of course, because that's where the land is available.
Yeah.
Even, I think, Polycom's building development right up at Cedar Hills,
yeah,
near the 26,
mm-hmm,
right
mm-hmm.
there. They have a huge complex being built, and they've been building it for a couple years. And I don't know the total count, but they have apartments and condos and townhouses. I know they converted a lot of those plans into apartments over the last year or two because of the market. And so they've been building apartments that were originally slated for condos.
How many people have you talked to, Joe, over the past 5-6 years due to this economy? Kids in their 20s can't find jobs. They're living at home. And we're seeing now that out-migration from the 20-somethings who are moving out and starting their own life.
Absolutely, especially when you have a lot of people moving to Oregon too, as we talked about earlier. So when you're looking at that with the high occupancy rates, and when you know you got to look at it two ways. You got the tenant demand, you know, people are trying to find rental units, and then you got the investor side, the people that own the buildings. And people own the buildings obviously for returns and for wealth building, and that's what we help create when we work with our clients. But they also sell the buildings to exchange those funds into other buildings that are maybe larger, bigger, newer, faster, cleaner. And so when you really look at the whole market, there's a lot of volume moving hands. There was close to 200-plus transactions last year, a little bit less than 2012 because of the capital gains issue. There was a lot more people selling in 2012. But I see 2014, there's going to be, you know, I think more transactions of buildings switching hands to different owners because people are selling and buying bigger. Rents will go up. Even, again, if you fill all the vacancies and you fill all the units that are being built, I still don't believe you're going to have this huge vacancy issue in Portland.
Going to be another great year, 2014. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. If you are an apartment investor, you got to get plugged in with josephbernard.net. That's the website. Give them a call at 503-546-9390 or email info@josephbernard.net. And you get so many great events going on. Tons of great information. Joe, thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the big event at the Bing Lounge.
Thank you, Brian.
More business briefing after a quick break.